Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Report, and we have Michelle here with lots of announcements. It is Mother's Day coming up this weekend. And it's going to also be a day for a special sale, a Mother's Day sale, and the coupon code is, Michelle?
The coupon code is MOTHER, M-O-T-H-E-R, and we had a call from our friend Vincent this week, and he said, oh, good time to have a little sale, a Mother's Day sale. So it's just for the weekend. It just started today, and it will go through to Monday evening, just a quick one.
Right.
So, but again, it has all the wonderful features of the 7% off of everything, including previous sale prices, which you all love when you get a 3-pack or 2 3-packs or 6-pack. And also, the free shipping is over $99, not over the $149 that's on regularly. So it's free shipping over $99. So there you go. Mother's Day, Mother's Day. Everyone have fun. I'm about to not cook on that day. Even though I enjoy cooking.
The not cook day, right?
It's fun to eat out.
Well, especially when you have some really good restaurants that have non-toxic, healthy food that tastes great and isn't going to poison you.
Well, that's the thing. I have to find a place that has no MSG, and it's nice to have grass-fed beef and all the other good stuff.
Free-range chickens that have a good chicken life,
yeah.
Before we kill them and eat them. If you eat an animal you've abused, you eat their abuse. How's that?
Well, it's not always easy to find a restaurant like that, so sometimes I just, I don't care. I'll just eat it anyways and take my supplements. So you can do that too, You don't have to be too fussy.
I usually find that doesn't work. You usually pay a price for eating something that's been eating a toxic, let's say GMO food to grow in the animal. So if you have beef now, it's not just regular beef that's grain-fed. It's actually grain-fed GMO grain. So
I know. We do try to get grass-fed beef. I don't order beef very often anyways. I'm pretty safe with chicken, duck, pheasants. I like all that kind of stuff. So, Bill, you're typing away, and I'm over here talking to myself.
I found out that my Hour 3 guest just a while ago is not going to make it, Gary Richard Arnold, so I'm kind of scrambling to get my Hour 3 guest kind of queued up here.
Okay, you stay scrambling over there, and I'll just do what I'm doing here.
Yeah, that's okay. I can double task. Right?
So, to reiterate, the sale is a big deal because it's a surprise, so take advantage of it. It won't be here for long, just a couple, 3 days. And, of course, if you want to order by phone on Monday or even today, because Mitzi's here and Christopher's here at 888-212-8871, then go ahead and do that. Because remember, too, if you do place an order and you want to send a check or a money order, it's always free shipping, no matter how little you buy. It's the tiniest, smallest, least expensive product on the whole website is going to be free.
Right.
Let me see. Let's get into some of the calls. I've had a few calls this week, Bill.
Yes.
Our dear friend Sherry from up in Ohio, her husband Mike, what a sweet couple. They're just so sweet. I think that they're married 50 years now.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
Really excellent marriage. And the only thing is with him is she's worried that he's getting Parkinson's. And the reason, she's a nurse, she's an RN, and she was telling me that he's doing a thing called a finger roll, where you put a thumb and a finger come together. And she said, I'll spill that in the air, he'll know what you're talking about.
That's one of the neurological tests to see if you're having early Parkinsonian type neuromuscular changes.
And Mike was doing that.
Yeah, that finger roll, kind of a tremor like that, is typical of Parkinson's. Parkinson's disease is a secondary motor neuron, which is a second neuron. First one is in the rolandic fissure in the temporal lobe of your brain, and it's what's called a reverse homunculus. So your feet are at the top of your area, and your hands and head are down the bottom of the fissure. Parkinson's is a secondary neuron in the tectum of the midbrain. And what happens is that neuron has been affected because of a decrease in dopamine levels, and the heavy metals or free iron actually cause deterioration in the astrocytes, so the secondary motor neuron is being damaged. So there's several things. We have to stop the free radicals, we have to stop the heavy metals and iron there, and we have to stop and remyelinate the nerve fiber tract and increase the dopamine levels. We can do that. We can also use peptides for brain regeneration, transcranial photochromatic therapy with lumen photon, and the sonic life to actually do the EGFT frequency. So you have to actually pull everything out, otherwise it doesn't work.
What supplements?
I know you're shaking your head.
Supplements? I'm waiting for you to get to the supplements.
The supplements are Cognition Plus and Brain Power and Brain Mag, right? And then you want to take things like Neurogen to remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts.
Well, that's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah, those are the first.
I wanted you to say Neurogen. You know why? He stopped taking our Neurogen. He'd been taking it for a whole year or so, and then he just stopped buying it.
Right.
Just like after Christmas,
right?
A month or so.
That's after when
Christmas.
Symptoms started to come on.
And then he started having the what do you call it, finger thumb roll thingy,
right.
Whatever it is. So it started to deteriorate. So that's why Sherry was calling me to order some of the nurse.
Right, we need to do more than that.
She knew as a nurse that was. Yeah.
He should take the what we call the full meal deal in terms of supplements, and then take the brain peptides as well to start with. That's layer one. Layer two is to add other technologies such as lumen photon. And the hyperbaric oxygen will help increase oxygenation and healing in that area, as well as I say, these brain peptides are very important.
Beth, our friend Beth there, Bill,
she's, yep.
I think Beth's from Texas.
Right.
I'm not sure about that, though. Anyways, she has WaterPik, and she uses it
right.
religiously.
Right.
And puts her Nutridyne in it, a few drops of Nutridyne, right?
Right.
Well, her question to you was, is it harmful to her gums? Is it harmful? Because she said there's alcohol in it, and can it cause cancer?
In which one, Nutridyne?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're only putting a few drops of Nutridyne in an entire chamber. You're not going to have any significant alcohol. Most people won't realize, even if you're a teetotaler, the average person generates 2 to 3 drinks a day in their gut just by fermentation. So the idea of being a teetotaler is false. So if you're putting Nutridyne in, which is a tincture, it's totally irrelevant. It's going to be diluted to the point where you're putting, like, say 5 or 10 drops in, say, 800 mils of water. It means nothing.
What was she talking about that alcohol causes cancer? What's that about?
Not true. Alcohol doesn't cause cancer. Yeah, if you get in real high dosages, you're going to form aldehydes, and aldehydes cause cancer, but your body breaks down aldehydes in your liver and other tissues, so it's not a problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Answers that question. Oh, Dorothy. Dorothy had a wonderful, wonderful idea. She buys the life support, right, vanilla and the ageless vanilla, besides the fact that she mixes it with all kinds of berries and stuff to make it taste good, which
right.
we all do, except for me. I shouldn't say we all, because I just like chocolate. She, Bill, takes them, empties them out, both of the containers. She empties and mixes them all up. She mixes them together and then puts it in one big container. And then uses her scoop that way.
That's another way of being lazy. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
A good idea. But I like to take a measured amount. That way you don't just mix the whole thing, because there are different amounts in each container. So you're not going to get the equivalent dosage of taking a dose of each one. So I like to keep them separate.
I thought she had a great idea.
Well, no, the problem is, you see, you get a small container of one thing and a huge container of another. Mm-hmm. You're not equivalent. So you're not getting the same fractional dosage of each one. if you mix it all
well,
up.
Well, if it's ghee, I don't measure it anyways. I just take a heaping spoon.
Yeah, but you won't get this, so you may only get half a heaping spoon if you mix it all together. So that's why I'm saying it's always best to keep it separate.
Yeah, I'm not that fussy. Hey, you're not either, right, Dorothy?
Yeah.
Bill can be fussy.
Well, she'll still get them gummed down the hatch, but the problem is you want to make sure it's the right dosage and it's consistent every time, because if it's not mixed perfectly, it'll be different from day to day.
Which is fine. A little more malignant block one day, a little bit more allergic and the life support the next day, and green tea and all the good stuff that's in there.
Oh, yeah.
How about Richard Bill? You know Richard from Texas?
Right.
Richard? You know, the guy that, remember the video I had of him playing basketball in the 60s?
Yes.
And he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a lot of friends over there in Texas that are getting hooked on OxyContin, and he wanted to know what you can do to get off of that.
Sure. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about that. OxyContin causes a decrease in dopamine levels. The first product you want to take is basically your mood energizer, acetylpyrazine. Which is called Nerival, or Mood Energizer, and that will raise dopamine levels. You can also take things like our Calm Mind that'll break the addiction pattern and the Brain Mag. So Calm Mind, Brain Mag, Sip All Day, and Mood Energizer.
Yeah.
Water is the...
Shoppers shopping for Mother's Day. This is a 7% sale, so you're going to get a fantastic deal, Michelle. And with free shipping over what level?
In
the
U.S.
$99 in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Please continue, Misha. You got some more questions. Yeah, the gentleman talked about opioid addiction. Firstly, whenever you take any addiction, whether it's alcohol, opioids, or crack, you actually downregulate dopamine. That's what makes it difficult. So the first thing you want to take is Calm Mind and Brain Mag to calm down the brain in terms of sympathetic, parasympathetic. And to raise dopamine levels, you want to take the Mood Energizer, which is acetylpyrazine. The minerals with that are Minerals Plus, which are albion chelated minerals and the cofactors to try to help metabolize that. But the Calm Mind Brain Mag, you should sip on it all day long and all evening before they go to bed. Plus the Mood Energizer. And that will tremendously help to calm their brain down. The other thing that's very good for calming the nervous system is Positol. 2 to 3 little soft tablets, 3 times a day.
Richard was saying something about the doctors giving them some kind of product to help them get off of the OxyContin, but it's making them faint and slurry, and his friends said they're fainting and everything.
Yeah, they usually give methadone or other things like that. I don't really think it's a very good alternative. And also the other thing you can take is CBD oil, which will help to calm your brain down for addiction. CBD oil, we have our nanotech technology, which is far superior to all the other CBD oils out there. And you can go down the website to Nutramedical CBD or cannabidiol oil, and we have the
meter
dose.
Does that help them get off of the...
Yes, it does, tremendously. Yeah, it also helps fight cancer. You can have cancer shrink just with that alone. But it also helps to calm the nervous system, lower blood pressure, stop pretty well any addiction you can imagine. The CBD oil helps a lot.
Okay, Dora. Dora from Kentucky. One of her favorite products is Arthritex.
Uh-huh.
And she went on vacation and she ran out of it for a couple of weeks. And she called me on Monday to say it was terrible, that her hips and walking, she was in so much pain. So she has a praise report for the Arthritex to say that she loves it, and she ordered it. And we got it out for the same day.
And you only need to take one pill a day, believe it or not, because this fix works epigenetically. It actually works on your genes related to arthritis.
Oh, yeah?
Interesting, eh?
Cool. Are you ready for the emails, Bill, or is there anything else that you'd like to talk about right now?
Ready for emails? Go ahead.
Okay. We'll start with Christy. Christy in an email. Good morning. I've been listening to your show on and off for years now, and the other day I heard you say that you feel that your time is coming very soon. I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you for all that you have done to try to help people.
Time, actually, to go to full ministry. That will start the first day of the treaty, which Trump is actually guaranteed he's going to do, probably the first part of his second term in office in 2021.
we'll still be here doing the show.
Oh, yeah, we'll still be doing the show, but things are winding up. This deal that Trump broke, actually, with the Iranian agreement, which he had to, because it was a bad deal by the abominator, within 48 hours precipitated Iran hitting Israel with missiles, up to 70 missiles in Israel. The biggest air campaign since 1973, wiping out 71 Iranian missile batteries and military sites inside Syria within a hair's breadth, literally, of striking Israel. And Israel has already been know that the Iran has said, death to America, death to Israel. They're not kidding. They still have their missile program, and it's a Awad program. Although it was the documents from 2003, there's no doubt in my mind that the mullahs want just not only mullah, they want the death of Israel and America. So there were things, prophetic things are going to happen under Trump, and I believe that we're winding down now.
So she goes on to say,
so it's not the end of me, it's the end of secular age. The secular age is going to end very shortly, because the war that's going to result, which has happened literally yesterday, is going to result in this peace treaty, which is going to be sanctified by the Muslims getting the caliphate on the Mount of Olives. And that, along with Adnan Oktar, this chief media guy with Erdogan in Turkey, the top Muslim media guy in the world, is this guy Adnan Oktar, and he supports the Jewish temple. So does Trump, so does the Pope, and so does the United Nations in Europe. So it's all going to happen.
Do you see the bunny rabbit going over your desk? You're off on a rabbit trail, and I'm trying to
finish my paragraph. No, what I'm saying, that's why when she made that comment, it's important to understand that we need to not only prepare physically but
your
spiritually.
Your time is coming soon. What in the world is that?
Time when people, in the past, people would be skeptical and say, he's just another broadcaster saying all these things, and he has his inside intel information. God's called me to speak prophetically. I don't know everything, but I have a few 3x5 cards. And believe me, this is going to matter, because a lot of people even had discussion yesterday with Dr. Bob Thiel, and he disagreed. He thinks that Europe is going to be the great beast power. The only great beast power in the world with over 700 military bases is America. So if America turns bad, or America dominates the world, which it already is, that's why when America called a deal with North Korea, North Korea is going to follow through the deal, or else. And believe me, their else is serious. And the same with Putin. Putin didn't squeak sideways after we knocked out 71 bases in Syria. They wouldn't dare.
I gotta get that rabbit, or I'm not gonna be able to.
No, that's why I'm responding to her. She needs to listen to the show, not only for improving her wellness, because we are one of the top doctors in the world for anti-aging, but they need to realize God's gonna restore the years of man, so that when a person dies at 100, it'll be like the years of a child.
Did you say you don't have a guest on for the last hour? Well, guess what? That last hour is yours. You can talk all you want.
Okay, go ahead.
Israel and Iran and bombs.
But she raised the question. You read it. You see,
there's no question there. She just says your time is coming very soon. Well, you know, whatever.
No, that was not a nutritional question.
That's because you didn't let me finish.
I may be the rabbit, but you're the carrot holder. You've got a carrot on the string, and you're saying, okay, rabbit, follow this.
No, I don't want you to follow.
But you did. You had the carrot. You had the carrot. You're the carrot.
I want you to let me finish this.
Okay, go ahead.
She does have a question.
Good.
I was curious. I have PCOS with all the unwanted hair, sleep apnea, and high blood pressure. I also get depressed. What would you recommend I do to get and stay better? I'm going to be 45 in December and weigh about 235 pounds, and I'm 5'8". Life is seeming to get shorter and shorter all the time.
Well, the first thing is all PCOS people have, their ovaries are actually producing male hormones. So you want to take
PCOS?
Polycystic ovarian syndrome. So their ovaries are actually, normally don't produce male hormones, but in PCOS they do. Usually all the male hormones come from your adrenal glands in women, which, by the way, is a sex drive. So all the injectable female hormones for the last 45 years, always a male hormone. Without male hormone, you have no sex drive. Hmm. Okay? Number two, we have to treat, because all PCOS people are diabetic or pre-diabetic, because elevated insulin, glucagon, and cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
So they have hypercortisolemia. So you need the stress to go and the 5-HTP to correct the mood and lower the stress hormones. You need to treat with dibetalene, glycemic meal replacement, berberstatin, and leptin metabolic to restore appetite control and diabetes. And all of them are hypothyroid, so you need mitothyroid, nutriodine, forskolin, and minerals plus, as well as nutriodine to correct the thyroid, because they're always that way. The hormone synergy will stop the male hormone problem, and for the hair, you want to apply the recidival hair tonic to the scalp. That will stop the balding of the male pattern of hair. And she needs to take the transdermal creams that will bypass her liver, DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone cream, and that should help to correct her menopausal symptoms. But she has multiple problems. She has menopause, probably some menopause, so the microdose growth hormone will correct that. 5 sprays morning and bedtime. She needs to correct the diabetes And the hypercortisolemia, hyperglucagonemia, which is the berberstatin, will lower the glucagon effect on the liver.
How do you know she has menopause when she has PCOS?
Everybody does at that age. Everyone.
Not me. I was 58.
You're menopausal. You may not have a lot of symptoms.
58.
You're still menopausal. But she's menopausal with PCOS. Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, Greg is the former RN.
Yeah.
Have you checked?
I'm sure you do.
I don't care.
Okay, Michelle, your next question, go right ahead.
Okay, where do we go?
Nice,
where do we go?
Be close to the microphone,
where
nice and loud, honey.
Stop that.
No, I'm trying to get you there so loud enough. The board op told me she's too quiet today. She's too peaceful.
That's
nice.
Because you didn't have the microphone.
Yeah, I did.
Close enough. But now you moved it. And I bet you out there you can hear perfectly now because I got moved to. I got Bill to move the microphone.
Well, I also moved your voice louder, too. I turned the. I dialed
well,
loud by
as loud as you. You're screaming.
I don't scream. I just project.
Guess what? I'm sure Greg would like to hear his email here.
Greg, go ahead.
Are you ready for this one?
Absolutely.
This will get a rise out of Bill. Watch this. Nutridyne sounds great, but too costly for me. Can you recommend something more economical, even if it is more complicated to dose precisely? I have the patience and time to adjust the dosage and intake, just a limited income on Social Security. I also have SLE and a renal transplant.
He's asking for a miracle, and we can pray for him, but that's beyond it, okay?
What I would say in answer to that question is very simply that the Nutridyne lasts you for 2 months. It's on sale right now, and there's a sale.
Yeah, but there's no comparison. I can't give him an inferior product and say it'll be equivalent. It's not. So it's a waste of my time for somebody to ask a question like that. Now, if he has SLE...
I'm him by telling him that this is going to last him a couple months.
Right, but if he has these other problems, we need to actually give him a protocol. And we try to give him things that will help to calm his autoimmune disease. If he wants to take one thing that for autoimmunity, I would take Nutrimune 26Y.
Oh, okay.
All right, and he can actually take 2 tablets twice a day. That'll help to calm his autoimmune disease.
Okay.
If he's taking Nutridyne for that, that's not the primary reason for Nutridyne. Nutridyne has 4 actions. It kills all known pathogens. It resurrects your mitochondria because most diseases, including heart failure and dementia and all kinds of other things, diabetes is a mitochondrial disease. So number three, it actually detoxes halides. If you've been drinking fluorinated water or eating toxic pesticide-laced food, you've got halide toxins. And the fourth thing it does is it raises the redox of tissues. So your tissues are more likely to regenerate. So, for example, if you're trying to regenerate, say, kidneys, I think he said he had a kidney problem.
Renal transplant.
Right. So he's a renal transplant. So what he needs to do is he needs to actually get a boost his renal function and also make sure his immune system doesn't attack his kidneys. So I'd just take the one thing. Just if you can only afford one thing, get Nutrimune 26Y.
And he'll get the sale price right now, Greg, if you did order, and you can drop a check in the mail, and you won't have any shipping at all to pay.
One of the things you should also recognize is that I've advised people for years now, they don't need buy notes or a special form. Every supplement you take for a specific medical condition is a total write-off in your taxes. So you should never have to pay, including if you have a lease of, say, a sonic life machine or a hyperbaric chamber or a lumen photon pad. You know, and a lumen photon pad, by the way, if he puts over his kidneys, will help his kidneys stay healthy, despite he's got a transplant, so he doesn't reject them.
Well, I have an important question. I know you've been putting up the new lumen photons. They're not the same as they used to be. Is that right?
The simpler packages are actually cheaper. Like, you know, you get a two-controller pad with a 132 and a 264, cheaper than the old dual 64, which I have at the desk here.
It's identical to the old one?
It's identical, but it's got a controller that's now Lumen Inlight technology. Now, it has big packages, which basically only clinics buy, which is six port and two-port with all these things like a brilliant head cap and blue lights and all the other things.
How has the Lumen changed?
It hasn't. It's just expanded. It's the same pads. It's just the company which is making it for Lumen has now expanded and reabsorbed Lumen, so it's Lumen in light, so there's many more combinations. The bigger packages, basically...
When you say more combinations, what do you mean?
For example, you might get the brilliant cap, you have the blue lights, which were not in the Lumen before, you have the combination of blue and red, you have the long pads, you got different configurations, T configurations for the back and so on. So there's more configurations. Also, you tend to find the top packages, the big ones, only bought by doctors and clinics like, you know, naturopaths, chiropractors, MDs, physiatrists, people that have rehab clinics like a massage clinic that'll have the lumen pads. The simpler packages are actually cheaper than they were for the basic pads, you know, the basic controllers. Mm-hmm. And you can buy also individual components, too, like the Brilliant Cap. If you have a two controller already, you can buy just the Brilliant Cap. So it's actually less expensive for you to get involved with Lumen now. Lumen InLight, it's called.
And you said they've added Blue Light?
Yes, and Blue Light has a number of other properties to it.
Is that good for sleeping?
It has antipathogenic properties. It has a number of other properties for DNA induction. Right.
So what is it when you're on your computer, you put blue light for it so it doesn't hurt your
eyes? Well, that's, no, it's not hurting your eyes. It's what happens, blue light wakes your reticular activating system up and makes you wake up. That's why in the evening what you should do is you should take the blue light out of your TV screen or your iPad so at a certain hour of the night it can be preset so that the blue light's gone. Blue light wakes you up.
Is that the kind of blue light that's in here?
No, it's a different frequency blue light. Special frequency that has antipathogenic and other neurological and genetic effects.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Rick from New Jersey. My 81-year-old mother has been taking Nexium for her acid reflux for some time. Interesting. Chris had a call this morning and someone asked what to take for acid reflux. And of course, I told Chris he asked me as a gastro healer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also the other thing to take with that is the IBS care, because it normalizes the peristaltic wave, so your esophagus crawls back down into your stomach rather than crawling up the wrong way up into your chest. Mm-hmm. So you bring acid and food particles back up your esophagus, so you can end up with a hiatal hernia sac actually above your diaphragm.
It says, can you list for me in order of preference what nutraceuticals she should take?
GastroHeal, chew one to tablet, four times a day, and IBS care one, capsule three times a day.
He says she was also recently diagnosed as having arthritis of the hip, and a cortisone shot didn't help, but taking Aleve twice daily does. I told her it's best not to take because of the heart risks, but she can't sleep without it because the pain is at its worst.
Well,
that time.
Aleve actually, ibuprofen, the actual published studies in cardiology journals like Aleve, increases the risk of a heart attack or stroke 31%. So you don't want to take it. Number two, take arthritics, one capsule in the morning. Take tendon mender and joint performance, two capsules twice a day. And then the third thing to add is Inflamex with a smaller woman, four capsules twice a day, and that'll heal her joint up. And if you're trying to regenerate the cartilage, the joint performance will actually restore the glycosaminoglycan cartilage itself and the hydroviscous layer so the joint doesn't touch itself. It shouldn't. Should never have cartilage touching cartilage or bone on bone. And you do not want to take a toxic drug because it actually dries the joint out and accelerates joint replacement, which means she'll need a total hip if she keeps taking a leave.
He says the healthcare system is so screwed up. Insurance companies rather cover the cost of medications costing, say, $1,000 per month, instead of paying, for instance, for four NutriMeds at a total cost of $250 per month that likely have side benefits rather than side effects. It's true.
That's true. If I was going to change healthcare, I do three things. Firstly, one of the ones Trump is doing now is to re-engineer the cost of drugs down significantly. But what I would do is break healthcare into three aspects. First, preventive care, where somebody can get testing like the tests we refer to people all the time, metapathy hunter scans, and then, of course, the blood tests, urine tests, and imaging studies that can determine your genetics or your organic acids and so on. And they would, all Americans would be covered at least twice a year. Number two, I would say, you want to have catastrophic insurance that's reasonable to buy with insurance competition around out of the country, and everybody's guaranteed to be able to have catastrophic insurance where they won't pull the plug and kill you. And the third thing is simply contracting to your local doctors, which the government would kind of copay. So it would be like $20 for a child and $40 for an adult to see your family doctor and get basic stuff done. So basically, between those three things, everybody would be covered in America, and you wouldn't have, you get rid of malpractice and malpractice attorneys and have mediation. And, you'd have an increase in mental health institutions and places where seniors would be taken care of properly rather than off to basically in nursing homes where they often kill them, or in extended care facilities where they'd basically just kind of grease the skids. So, as they say, walk the plank, senior. And the senior walks the plank and slides off into the ocean with the alligators of the undertakers and so on and get them.
Grief. Lynn, in an email, Hello, Deagles. I listened to hour two of your show today and would like to speak to whoever I need to learn more about carrot bars and digital currency program you talked about. The carrot bars button on the website didn't do anything. You know what? She's right. The carrot bars button on the right?
No, the right one doesn't work. That's what our guy set it up. The one on the left does work.
Well, it says carrot bars, so we should fix that.
Yeah, but the one on the left, which says KP Solution, it does work, and it takes you directly to Nutramedical 7 if you hit that button.
The KP Solution, who knows what that is? The other one says Care Bars.
It says KP Solution.
We got to fix that.
Yeah.
We'll fix that then. Anyways, she wants to know who will help her with that, Bill.
When we come back, I'll explain some more. Michelle, next. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're finishing off with Lynn there. She wants me to say to you that your show is awesome, Bill, and thank you. But and that was the carrot bars thing, and I guess you can email her and help her out with that.
I can summarize. Firstly, if they go to the left button on carrot bars called KB Solution, they'll go to Nutramedical 7. They can purchase carrot bars and get a plan. And then if they want to know more and want to know the carrot bank IO coins or tokens, they can just contact me by phone or email through the contact us at Nutramedical. I'll contact them and bump it over to Jim Deal, who helped them watch all the videos and see how they can do it all.
Yeah.
But it's if they listen to the program, those old shows, which are cross-indexed over at Deagle Network, they'll be able to hear all the information. We also have video links, et cetera, to how to get involved with it. It's a really good deal.
Rick, in an email, hi, Dr. Deagle. I often wondered why you sell both the ubiquinone and ubiquinol versions of CoQ10, especially when many now promote ubiquinol.
What's his first name?
Rick.
Okay.
I read the following. He says that ubiquinol in the capsule will be converted in the stomach and the small intestine to ubiquinone. And so what he says basically is ubiquinone converts into ubiquinol and vice versa. Why would you take both capsules? He thinks they're both the same.
Well, first off, he's obviously a Google genius. He's going on Google, all right? They're not convertible, okay? So the CoQ10 ubiquinol is the one that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So if you don't have that form, it's also the reserve form that will convert backwards into CoQ10, but it does it very slowly, okay? CoQ10 Supreme, even though it doesn't crystallize, does not convert back to the ubiquinone form. It doesn't. Okay, so it wears out after a period of time. So I recommend people take both. So he's misinformed, and that's one of the problems. Is people go on the internet, they read an article written by an unqualified person or a person who doesn't understand intermediate metabolism or biochemistry, and they make a presumption that somehow we were trying to sell two different products that actually cover the same thing, and they don't.
Right.
And the ubiquinol, by the way, the CoQ10 ubiquinol is the one you have to bite to actually regenerate your gums, say periodontal disease. It's the one that'll cross your blood-brain barrier for MS. Parkinson's disease, ALS, etc. The CoQ10 will not cross the blood-brain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep. Okay, Bill. Dan from Nevada. Dear Dr. Bill Deagle, I had fairly minor cosmetic surgery, a turkey neck from a plastic surgeon dermatologist on May the 3rd. On the evening of May the 5th, the incision, which is 2 to 3 inches long, became pinkish red and gave off a burning sensation. I had the doctor check it on May 7th. He downplayed it and gave me a prescription for Keflex, 500 milligrams every 8 hours for 6-7 days. I'll be seeing him again on the 10th to have the stitches removed. I suspect this is a staph or strep infection. I have been taking Nutridyne 15 drops 3 times a day and NutriDefense 2 every 4 hours. Your advice, resupplements?
Yeah, I would also use the Allicin Metacapsule 3 times a day. And topically, I'd put on the wound area the NutriSilver probably every 2 hours, 4 to 6 sprays, and I cover it with pregnenolone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take NutriSilver orally as well, but usually 1 spray per 20 pounds body weight will do. Basically, you have to understand it's usually a combination of pathogens. It may not just be strep or staph. It can be other organisms, too. And just to give Keflex, which is a very narrow-spectrum antibiotic, we may not clear the cellulitis that's going on there. So The problem is that, you know, even if the surgeon is relatively clean, it's easy to get a wound site infected, especially if it's already around contact around the neck.
Our next bill, I think, is Stu. Stu from Virginia.
Right.
I think we're familiar with this case here, but the bandages, you're talking about his son, Adrian, that had the severed pinky.
Yeah, he was actually on the air yesterday, and we talked about it briefly.
Oh, so, okay, so this email says that the bandages were removed from Adrian's pinky, and the results are very encouraging.
Yeah.
The pinky was severed at midpoint, and odds were 1 in 5 of saving the outer half. We dosed him on Mountain Red Deer and put into use the light therapy, the Lumen Photon.
Which we recommended, yeah.
And which upped his odds to...
I also added yesterday he'd take Omega Supreme Pro, Vitamin Mineral Max, and Minerals Plus. And Collagen Max to reestablish the bone,
it's
as well as bone generator.
This here, look, the sever did heal, Bill.
Yeah.
Seamlessly.
Yeah.
According to the x-ray. And that's great.
You're probably surprised by that.
That's great.
It's photochromatic therapy, basically opens up the signal-to-noise ratio of your DNA, helps raise the electron density of the cytochromes, and helps to stimulate regeneration. So you can use it over any area. If you've got a traumatic brain injury, the brilliant cap, for example, or for eyes, the eye pads, whether they're blue or red or combination, will help regenerate your eyes if you've got retinal macular changes, cataracts, and glaucoma.
What setting is it for the eyes?
3.
So it is 3. That's the same as sleep, isn't it?
Yeah. Those are frequencies that Dr. Ndoshier, who's a medical intuitive knew, and then he did medical studies on it, so I have those settings. I think I'm going to transfer that setting little picture also to all of the Enlight new products we have as well. So people know the basic setting for different organs. Setting number 3 is for neuroectoderm, which is skin, eyes, ears, and a central nervous system. Setting number 4 is for internal organs, liver, kidneys, spleen, etc. Setting 5 is for glands, testicles, ovaries, parathyroid, thyroid, and adrenals, etc.
Dan from Texas, I'm trying to tell my family not to eat pig. Do you have any proof articles?
Yeah, I'll post up some, and I'll put it over at Clay and Iron, the other website. Clay and Iron is a site that... And I mentioned that the story, you can actually have them go listen to that audio clip, which you can pull out and send to them as an email. Mm-hmm. One of my professors, Dr. Earl Mohane, told me the reason behind that, which we can get into in hour 3 if you want to want me to kind of give more discussion on that.
Okay.
All right?
Paul in an email wanted us to know what's going on up in Canada. He's from Canada. It says the RCMP are building a hostel for illegals on the Quebec border and are hostile to investigative reporters. Did you hear anything about that in Quebec?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. They're having a massive surge of illegals because America won't accept the illegals entering the country. We need to fix the immigration problems, but we don't want open borders. Open borders means you don't have a country anymore. You need to have an immigration policy that makes it inexpensive and streamlined, and we need 3 aspects. Get rid of chain migration so you don't bring people in because they're related. Bring in people that you need for the country for different industries, and have a policy where we do have humanitarian people to come in, like some of these people from Honduras, but you have to vet them properly. And you have to make it so inexpensive they don't hide in the shadows or don't apply to be legal immigrants. Mm-hmm. That way they get taxed and so on, and they can actually start working. Because these people usually are hard workers, but you want to control immigration so the numbers are less, they're industry responsive, and we don't allow MS-13, the criminals, to get in the country. And like what this governor and the attorney general in California are doing is patently criminal. They need to actually be walking around in leg irons, both the governor and the attorney general, because they're actually re-releasing felon criminals that are beating wives, killing people, stabbing them, or even stealing, and getting away with it, and being re-released on the streets. It's insane, because even a regular criminal who's not an American citizen would go to jail, and these people are being re-released on the streets. It's nuts.
Yes, but look at all the cities here and all the...
They're fighting it. And they're normal people.
Especially where we live, because it's conservative, the North San Diego County.
Well, Orange County, too.
Orange County,
Clarita, which is the county of Los Angeles, is actually fighting it, too.
That's
and
true.
I saw the woman on there and the men on there. They're biting mad. They're so mad at this governor and this attorney general. It's plainly the uber left and the Democrats are insane. They're committing geopolitical suicide. So rather than the blue wave, it's going to be a blue ripple, and then they're going to lose seats, not gain them. I'm predicting 6 new senators will be Republican and 14 new congresswomen, men and women.
I just put your election ballot there on the day. All you have to do is fill it out. I got mine.
Right.
And Chris, we all got our... So we get to choose a new governor.
Yeah, new governor, gubernatorial candidate. Yeah, and we've actually posted up a letter with John W. Spring. Actually, we'll be talking about that again on Tuesday. regarding, because there's a Republican candidate who's a PhD psychologist who's a very solid person and Republican.
Which one's that?
I don't have it right in front of me.
Oh, okay. That's okay. But this is who you're going to be supporting, Bill?
Yes, yeah, I am. We're talking about that, because you don't want to support any Democrats because they're destructive to the country. And also any Republicans that are basically called rhinos. There's a lot of rhino Republicans that need to be surgically removed from office. There's a lot of bad rhinos.
I thought you had a Democratic woman from Texas that you've even had in the show that you like.
She says she's a Democrat, but the way she talks about it, she's more like an independent.
Well, you have to be.
And she never gets accepted.
You have to use your, you can't really say
she's
all
the only
Democrats and all Republicans.
No, she's the only exception.
Well, there's always exceptions, Bill.
Not really, no. No, there's no exceptions.
She is
her.
An exception.
She's the only one, but she'll never get
she's
in because...
She's the only one?
You know why? Because
your whole
she'll never get in. Yeah, she'll never get into the Democratic Party because if you don't, basically kiss the butt of the senior leadership like Nancy Pelosi or Elizabeth Warren, you're not going anywhere in the Democrats.
Thank you for listening to The Firing Line today. We'll be back next week, and Bill's going to be here with who's on next?
We're going to have Harley Schlanger on from Berlin.
Okay,
the LaRouche Foundation.
So God bless you. We love you. Don't forget the great sale, the Mother's Day sale. Take advantage of that. And we'll see you here next week.
And again, the coupon code is MOTHER. 10% off, including multi-packs and coupons, and free shipping over $99.
Of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.